You're listening to WFNULP 94.1 FM St. Paul, your Twin Cities local variety station.
WFNU.
WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of this diversity and not the view of WFNU or FTI as a whole. Okay, okay. You're now tuned into Taupei Radio. I'm your boy Fuji on WFNU 94.1 FM, St. Paul Frogtown Community Radio. And that was Rufus featuring Shaka Khan with Sweet Thing. And that's just the mood I'm in today, this Money Making Monday. You know, we going old school today with all the classics, you feel me? As many classes I can fit into this show. We're here every Mondays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And, you know, I'm here to help you turn up, turn up, turn up. You know, get you through the drags of the Mondays. Had a great weekend. How was y'all weekend? You know, if you want to talk about it, want to call in and talk about it, you can do that. 651-313-5125. 651-313-5125. And we can do that. We can talk about the weekend and stuff. And, you know, mine was pretty good. You know, shout out to Ruga for putting on a good show. They let the GDs in the dough. You know what I'm saying? And it was going down. Shout out to my boy Big O with the Minneapolis Warriors. You know what I'm saying? They took care of business against the Twin City Sabercats in the semi-pro football league. You know what I'm talking about? You know, so it was a good weekend, you know? So I'm ready to help y'all kick y'all week off the right way. You know, but We got some more old school. I'm getting right into it. For the Love of You, Parts 1 and 2. Yeah. The Isley Brothers. Okay, okay.
Well. Yeah.
I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Oh, yeah. Try to take control of the love, love took control of me. Cause I lose all thought, sense of time, and have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time age. Trying to hold on, faith is gone, it's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, yes, I think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.
Looks like another love TKO.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her, I motivate her, but the real secret is, I think it's her. I think she's pretty natural. She will be the first Hmong American to be in the Olympic. So I am proud, the family's proud, all the community is very proud of her.
18-year-old Sunisa Lee, or Suni for short, secured her spot on the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team, finishing second behind only Simone Biles at trials in late June.
Sunisa Lee!
And her biggest cheerleader, her dad, John, is still letting that moment sink in.
It's unreal, you know, because, yeah, especially gymnastics where, you know, there's only four spots available, so if she made it, and that's pretty tough.
Tough. Determined, resilient, qualities that don't just describe Suni's journey to making the Olympic team, but traits she learned watching her dad heal. In August of 2019, just 2 days before Suni competed at nationals, John fell off a ladder helping a neighbor trim a tree. Now, paralyzed from the chest down, John is slowly relearning how to move.
My hands are getting stronger. My balance is not so great, but I'm learning how to cope with that.
John finds inspiration from his daughter.
You got this.
Thanks.
John, what's the secret? How do you rear a daughter to become a U.S. Olympian?
I talk to her, I motivate her, but the real secret is, I think it's her. I think she's pretty natural.
And from an early age, Suni's energy and talent were hard to ignore.
You know, the first year when she competed, she won state. And then the second year, they jumped her three levels. We just continue pushing her, helping her, supporting her.
I understand that when she was sort of starting out, that her dad was so committed to her success that he actually built a beam in the backyard. Is that true?
Yes, it is, and it's still here. Matter of fact, it's in the backyard right now.
Why'd you do that?
You know, she goes to the gym and she practices, but we don't have a beam here, so I couldn't afford a real beam, so I built one.
Small moments that led to Suni living her dream.
You know what I wanted to do before I got hurt? I always told Sunisa, if you make it to the Olympic, I'm gonna run out there and do a backflip. But I can't do it now.
Maybe not a backflip, but you could do some serious high-fiving, right?
Yes.
The Lee family also can't travel to Tokyo because of COVID restrictions, so we'll watch from their hometown in Minnesota.
As I watch her, I'll be thinking if she bring home a couple of medals, hopefully a couple of gold, I mean, that would be so great for the family, the community, and for the USA.
Do you get nervous watching Suni?
I do. Deep inside me, I do get a little nervous, especially when she does the beam, because that platform is very narrow and it's high.
But she's been doing it for so many years now. I mean, how can you still get nervous?
Everybody gets nervous when a kid gets up on those events. Once they're done, then you get relieved.
You think she'll compete again after this, or do you think this will be her first and her last?
She really want to do college gymnastics. So after the Olympic, you know, she only got 3 more years before the next Olympic. I was hoping that she continue on, but she want to go to college and compete.
There is one thing that's for certain. We will all be cheering her on as she goes for gold in Tokyo.
She already proved to the community, her family, her friends, and her coach that she is capable of getting there, so now it's time for her to go and do it for herself.
I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm not crying. Okay. Talk Pay Radio. We are productive and dedicated every day. And this is our Give Our Flowers segment, where we pay honor and respect to those who keeps us productive and dedicated every day. And this goes out to you, Sunisa Lee, also known as Suni Lee, American artistic gymnast and part of the United States Women National Gymnastics team. She was a member of the team that won gold at the 2019 World Championships, where she also won silver on the floor exercise and bronze on the uneven bars. She won 3 medals at the USA Gymnastics National Championships during her first year as a senior elite gymnast, including a national title on the uneven bars. Lee qualified for the 2020 Summer Olympics as a main team competitor, becoming the first Hmong American Olympian. Born here in St. Paul, Minnesota, standing 5 feet, but the presence is much bigger. Congratulations to Suni Lee. Speedy recovery to your dad. It sounds like y'all keeping each other productive and dedicated every day, and that's how we do it here when I Give Our Flowers segment, you know. I skip right over our birthdays and anniversaries, you know, we could get to it, but I just wanted to just get right into that segment right there and just give our flowers while she's competing in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, even though it's 2021. You know, just go out there, do your thing. We was watching you last night, cheering you on, you know, and all that good stuff. You know, so that's also our sports segment and our event segment. Like, we're going to have the whole, like, Suni watch. You know, make sure that we continue to cover her on her Olympic journey out there in Tokyo and make sure we give her all the support and celebration that she deserves, you know. Before that, though, we had Teddy Pendergrass with Love TKO, and the Isley Brothers for The Love of You Parts 1 and 2. And Rufus featuring Chaka Khan with Whoa, Whoa, Sweet Thing. Don't you know you're my everything? Like I said a little bit earlier, it is now Leo season. You know, shout out to all the Leos out there, the world. If you a Leo and you want to call in and wish yourself a happy birthday, you can do that. 651-313-5125. That's 651-313-5125. Or if you have any anniversaries that you're celebrating, educational, employment, sobriety, you know, that's our favorite here at Talk Pay Radio. Any anniversaries that you're celebrating, you can call in and let us know and celebrate with us. Here is 651-313-5125. But we're gonna get right back to the music. You know, it's one of my favorites, who's Smokey Robinson. We cruising. I know that's what we're doing with all this beautiful weather. I know that's what I was doing this weekend. Okay.
I tell you now that I'm made of all. I'm giving you the best that I something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Flowers today. I know I'm helping y'all get through this little Monday. Money making Mondays. Before that, we had Anita Baker. We're giving you the best that I got. Smokey Robinson, we're cruising. Teddy Pendergrass, love. TKO. Isley Brothers for the love of you, parts 1 and 2. And Rufus featuring Shaka Khan with Sweet Day. You know how we doing it here. Talk Pay Radio, where we are productive and dedicated every day. And I got action. You already know. Welcome to the I Got Action segment, where we offer employment and educational opportunities. And you know, we done let y'all know about how to become an FBI agent and how to get work for the child support company, collect the child support payments, and how to become an actor and all that. Well, now we about to let y'all know how to do soul line dancing. That's right, Soul Line Dancing. It starts July 27th, 2021 to August 31st, 2021, every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Jimmy Lee Recreational Center. The price is $5. You must be at least 18, but less than 150. Now, if you're 151, they ain't going to let you in now. If you're 151 years old, you cannot come and learn how to soul line dance. Okay, now it's from 18 to 150. You know what I'm talking about? any gender, you know what I'm saying, 14 openings remaining. Now, if you are truly interested in learning how to soul line dance, there are only 14 openings remaining, and you need to get down there. This class is open to men, women, and couples, regardless of skill level, especially beginners. Come and learn the basic patterns of soul line dance with Tina Jackson. COVID-19 safety precautions will be in place. Masks must be worn. Only registered participants can enter. Bring your own water bottle. If you exhibit any COVID-19 symptoms, please, and I reiterate, please stay home. You will be screened upon entering. Hand sanitizer will be available, and social distancing will be expected. An advanced reservation is required for all participants. Participants will not be allowed to participate without a reservation. Each guest must register on their own. One person cannot sign up a group of people. To make a reservation, please get clear, but I'll let y'all know something else. To be directed to our advanced reservation site. Reservations can also be done over the phone by contacting the Recreation Center directly. And that is Jimmy Lee Recreation Center. So, if you're interested in learning how to soul line dance, and why wouldn't you be interested in that? You can call Jimmy Lee Recreation Center. Make sure you register. And whoever else you bring in has to do it on their own as well. You yourself cannot register everybody else. So $5 standard charge every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. There's only 14 openings remaining. And your instructor will be Tina Jackson, you know. And she sound like she don't play no games. So I wouldn't play no games with her either, you know. So just go out there and make sure y'all have fun, you know, and learn how to get your soul line dance on. You feel me? Because that's what we all about here at Talk Pay Radio. We are productive and dedicated every day. It's the soul. You know my genre is trap soul. Oh, I like a little trap and I like a little soul mixed into it too. I don't care what it is. Hip-hop, R&B, oldies, rock and roll. Give me that trap soul. You know, we just gonna keep right into it right here with I Call Your Name. Switch. You know, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. Let's get it. Okay.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man, and I came a long way. And experience taught me one thing, taught me to hold on to my love. Sometimes I just can't help thinking living without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby. Let's set the rain.
Okay. Now tune into Taupei Radio, where we are productive and dedicated every day. I'm your boy Fuji, and that was I Like It with The Barge. And before that, we had Switch, I Call Your Name, and Al Green with Love and Happiness, you know. Excuse me. Just wanted to keep y'all updated, let y'all know that it's still Leo season. It's the beginning of the Leo season, first week. If you want to call in, celebrate, or you know, wish one of your Leo compadres, you know, a happy birthday and all that, you can do that. 651-313-5125. Where all my Leos at? Why y'all so quiet? I know y'all ain't this quiet now. Come on now. You know, 651-313-5125. And any artists out there, if you're looking to send in your music, get your music played here on Taupei Radio, you can do that as well. And you can do that by sending it to taupeiradio@gmail.com. That's Taupei, P-A-D-E, radio@gmail.com. You have any events, anything that you would like for us to share here on Taupei Radio, make sure you send it to me at taupeiradio@gmail.com. That's taupei, P-A-D-E, radio@gmail.com. Okay, do I got to say it for you one more time? Taupei Radio, P-A-D-E, taupei, P-A-D-E, radio@gmail.com. You know, you can also catch this show and other previous shows as well on PADEENT.com. That's Paid Entertainment, PADEENT.com. You know, and the replays will be on there and previous shows as well. And you can also catch Taupei Radio Radio Station on there as well. Yes, we have our own radio station outside of WFNU where the jams continue. And you can find that at PADEENT.com. And I am also not too proud to beg. You can go to WFNU.org to donate. Come on now. Get out. It's Money Making Monday, so I know you're getting some money. You're getting some money, okay? All that unemployment, PPP money out here in the world today. Come on now, share some of that with us. WFNU.org. I am not too proud to beg. Give us some of that money so we can keep doing our thing here, WFNU. We represent Frogtown, St. Paul. You know what I'm talking about? The greatest radio station in the world right now. Just doing our thing. And I'm just going to keep the music going because I know we jamming today, ain't we? Man, shout out to Money Making Monday, my favorite day of the week. Let's get it. Happy Phyllis, Maze, Frankie Beverly. Oh, yeah. We going old school on y'all today. Here at Taupei Radio. Okay.
Happy Phyllis, Maze. One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, oh.
You know very well what you Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broken, I couldn't picture this 50-inch screen, green on the sofa. Got to rise a limousine with a chauffeur.
Tume, Juicy Fruit. Before that, the Dale Fonis with "Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?" And Ohio Players with "I Wanna Be Free." And May's "Happy Feelings." Good God, we talking about straight classics. Oh my God. Doing our thing here, Taupe Radio, where we are productive and dedicated every day. And that's the thing with them old school songs. You know, I had to cut a lot of them short, man. That switch, I call your name, 7 minutes and 35 seconds. Good God, you new school artists could never, never. Happy Feelings is 7 minutes and 11 seconds. I swear, if I had played two songs, the show would have been over. But you know how we do it here, Taupe Radio. Something new I've been adding on to the pattern, you know. And today's the pattern that I got for today is excitement. July 26, 2021 through July 28, 2021. And it says over the next few weeks, there could be a feeling of excitement in the air concerning new ideas and visions for making the world a better place. At the same time, this is an opportunity to add compassion and feeling to intellectual or objective ideals. The intention now is for people to consider a peaceful revolution where no one and nothing gets left behind or ignored, including underprivileged people and the natural world. This might feel like a second opportunity to express ideas you've had earlier this year. It could feel like a time of rebirth of your previous visions. This time, with a clear sense of compassion and greater empathy for humanity and nature, hopefully there's an addition to heartfulness, caring, and love to these ideals. The past 3 months have been like a preview of the coming year. Possibly, there's been a softening of agendas and more outreach to help others in time of need. This is the time to prepare to move ahead in ways that can only be imagined now. Ideally, more people can now realize that everyone is in this together. There might be ideas emerging in the collective consciousness. They could be radical and revolutionary, or seem to occur to everyone all at once, like a download or a collective brainstorm session. On a more personal level, this is a good chance to envision your brightest future by letting your ideas be unique, out of the box, and free of past limitations. Feel free to experiment with your visions of what you want. Ideally, you could be open to ideals that encourage change and are beneficial to all. At the same time, it's important to question technologies that override people's rights, compromise the greater good, or ultimately don't improve the conditions of our planet. During this time, you might ask yourself, what kind of change am I invested in? And am I willing to look more deeply at plans that are promoted as progressive to see whether their benefits are compassionate enough? Hopefully, you will be able to envision the bigger kind of story that is being called for during this time. This period will last for about 3 months, and that's our show.